SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In this bulletin, Quad Alliance leaders announce new security initiatives. The leader of Yemen's Houthi rebels accuses Israel of escalation in Lebanon. And in rugby league, Manly's dream of a deep finals run has come to an end. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. The leaders of Australia, India, Japan and the United States have announced plans for new security initiatives in the Indian Ocean. US President Joe Biden welcomed Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at a meeting of Quad Alliance leaders near his hometown of Wilmington. The US has pledged to share new maritime technologies to regional partners, and there will also be increased military logistics cooperation and cooperation between coast guards for the first time. Joe Biden says he's proud of what the Quad has achieved during his time as US president.
We're democracies. We're democracies who know how to get things done. That's why within the first days of my presidency, I reached out to each of you, each of your nations, to propose we elevate the Quad, make it even more consequential. 4 years later, our four countries have are more strategically aligned than ever before.
And Australia has pledged $29.6 million to ensure greater access to cervical cancer screening, vaccination and treatment in the Indo-Pacific. The Mindaroo Foundation has contributed $13.1 million to the initiative, with the Australian government contributing a further $16.5 million. Mr. Albanese says Australia is set to be the first country in the world to eliminate cervical cancer due to advancements such as the Australian Development HPV vaccine. He told the Quad Summit that we must do more to help our Pacific neighbours.
One in four global cervical cancer cases occur in the Indo-Pacific. And tragically, women in the Pacific die of the disease at up to 13 times the rate of women in Australia. These people are not numbers. They are our neighbours, members of our Pacific family. And we're stepping forward to help.
Meanwhile, the leader of the Houthi group in Yemen has accused Israel of escalating tensions in the Middle East following an airstrike on a building in Beirut, killing 38 people, including two Hezbollah commanders, as well as women and children. The militant group controls the capital Sana'a and much of the north and center of Yemen after the 2014 civil war pushed the internationally recognized government into exile. In a televised speech, Abdul Malik al-Houthi called it an escalation and a criminal and brutal aggression. He also spoke out in support of the Palestinian people in Gaza.
Israel's targeting of Hezbollah at this level and its targeting of the Lebanese people is part of its aggression against this nation and its pursuit of genocide and the resolution of the battle. What it seeks is to win the battle in its favour in the Gaza Strip. As for our position on the support front in Yemen, it's a steadfast and firm position. We also strive for even greater efforts in supporting the Palestinian people and standing with Hezbollah in Lebanon.
And back in Australia, Australia's first women's refuge has been awarded New South Wales State Heritage Register honours for its central role in combating domestic violence. Elsie Refuge in Glebe in Sydney's Inner West was founded in 1974 as a safe haven for women and children. Using squatters' rights to claim abandoned houses, a group of activists including journalists Anne Summers and Bessie Guthrie created the refuge, which soon became known for its strong links to women's activism. Dr. Summers says she is thrilled by the honour. And in NRL, Manly's dream of a deep finals run has come to an end. The Sydney Roosters thoroughly outplayed Manly in Saturday night's semi-final, parlaying a physical start and some James Tedesco brilliance into a 40-16 win. It marked a disappointing end to 2024 for Manly, who had beaten six of the other seven finalists throughout the regular season, but were unable to truly deliver on their potential as a finals threat. But Roosters coach Trent Robinson says the attention of his team has already turned to next week.
We need to take a breath, and then we need to get ready to go up a gear again. That's in our game already, so it's not about planning that. It's about creating a platform that's going to offer those opportunities. And we get the opportunity after a while, a few years, to play in a prelim, to play in a grand final. So that's enough reward for us. So, looking forward to it.
I'm Sam Dover, and that is the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.